Stav, Abby and Matt are about to give it their best shot on this podcast. Why not give recycling your best shot? Together with Brisbane City Council, we can get recycling sorted. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, podcasters.
Put the headphones on and then you all leave.
Yeah, I know. Greg, our audio guy.
Greg,
poor guy's coming.
We're swearing in the podcast, mate.
No,
we're not allowed to. No, we're not allowed to. Our boss said we're not allowed to.
I haven't been beeping it out.
Have we been swearing?
We should check it.
A little bit.
Have I been swearing?
No,
you don't swear. You have a mouth of an
angel. My kids, potty mouth. I don't know where they got it from. I swear a lot, actually. I swear way too much.
Every year I say I'm going to quit swearing.
You say you're going to give it up for Lent.
Every time. No, it's my New Year's resolution usually.
Right.
But
and then you say you're giving up for Lent.
Yeah. So I can't.
I think that's gone now.
Well, someone told me that apparently really intelligent people swear, and I was like, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Do I have to cut that out?
Leave it in. Okay. I'm trying to get fired.
That was okay. Are you?
No.
Why are you paying anyone then that complains?
Well, I'm the only one that complains.
No, I said if anyone, why are you paying out people that complain?
Oh, right.
If you didn't, you would have got
fired. It was one time.
All right. Let's get into it, hey?
Okie dokie.
Bit of fun today.
Picking up all day
today.
Okie dokie.
Here we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
How long have you worked on radio for, Stav?
It's 18 years.
You love it?
I do it.
Oh, you don't love it?
Oh, I love it.
So you don't like radio?
I like radio.
No, he does love radio.
He loves radio.
He loves it.
You're a bit of a radio junkie. And I got a message from a friend of mine yesterday going, you know Barton Boy is everywhere? I said, Barton Boy? I only know one Barton Boy.
Oh, do you?
Stav Davidson.
That'd be me.
And it appears that you just can't get enough of radio because he was saying that he listens to us in the morning. Shout out to Craig. And then sometimes he likes to flick during the day. Sorry to the guys on the day here.
They all say that to us. We don't care if you're lying, but just continue the lie.
No. He does. He always is. And this is what he said you were doing. He said you were not on another radio station as a guest. You were a caller.
First time listening, a long time caller.
You said, Jason, it all began with Carson and Stav at Barton. You reckon Carson is the top of the heap. Hello.
Hello. Well, yes, he has to be. But I do see his point that Coco is my favourite of the current generation. But none of them would be here today without Carson. They're all standing on his shoulders. And I think they would even admit that.
You were on the ABC yesterday.
I was. They were talking about late night talk show hosts, an area of expertise in my wheelhouse, actually. Yep.
It was good. You called up. You didn't say good morning. You didn't say hello. You got that straight to the point. You
started annoying producer. Like I forgot his name. I was trying to say I was agreeing with Jason, but I forgot what his name was. So I went, him. I agree with Kim.
a lot of ums and ahs, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, well, it was really just, it was thrown to me. My wife's producing that show at the moment. And
so you didn't call of your own free will?
I did not call of my own free will. She said, I know you know a lot
about
this topic.
Are you saying they're fake callers?
Well, I don't think this little glass house should be throwing stones, should we?
Well, we actually don't.
We haven't done that in years.
I think we used to, didn't we? But we're very lucky.
Nah, we got great callers.
So does the ABC. You should hear them.
We did.
Right, so you're on there as Stav from Barton. Didn't even try to change your identity, like Stuart or anything like that.
Well, I was happy to be Stav from B105, but it was all just wife called, said they're talking about something I know you know about. You want to go on? I was like, sure.
I mean, do you think, Stav, as a fan and as a, I believe, a comedian yourself, if I'm going to out you here, Stav of Barton, do you feel that the genre is as strong now as it was?
I think it's suffering a bit from oversaturation. Yes, there are too many. And there are a lot of women doing it. Wanda Sykes just took over from Trevor Noah on The Daily Show as well, and there's a few more over there. But, yeah, there's too much. And when you've only got a certain amount of guests you can have on, you know, they've all got the same people on every week. But, you know, that's why you tend to just pick your favourite, you watch Coco, and you don't mind any of the rest of them, you know?
I love how she's like, I'm going to out you as a comedian. Oh, the shame.
I tell you what, I crap myself. And then she said comedian, I was a fourth guy, thank God. So this is what I signed up for.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Look, this is a big experiment because a Married at First Sight, like this week, they're swapping partners. But it's just to reenact what would really happen in the outside world. No, no, no. One of the experts puts it like this. This is what John has said.
We are asking our participants to swap partners. To be very clear, swapping partners is not an invitation to create a romantic connection with another participant. We've designed this first stage of Feedback Week specifically because, with the end of the experiment fast approaching, our men and women desperately need perspective on their relationships.
They should have just said, look, we think it's great TV.
Yes.
And one person that my friends and I have fallen in love with, Melinda, because she does speak her mind. She's a local girl here. How did you feel about Experiment Week?
Yeah, not too excited.
Now, you've spoken your mind the whole time and you've probably been the person that's stood up to Harrison the most, just saying, I find you not a nice guy. So, of course, yeah. You were paired up with him and he was concerned that you were going to fall in love with him.
Ew. Disgusting. I don't know where he would have got that from, but I think, yeah, he's clearly quite delusional because, I mean, maybe, it's very obvious my thoughts on Harrison.
Maybe it was when you said that you'd rather jump off a balcony.
I think probably that. he likes when girls get to that level. He calls that love.
Is he that narcissistic the whole time? Like, is it just for the cameras? Are the producers pushing him to sort of be a bit more controversial?
I feel like he really was unaware that he was like that. Like, he really believed and fought against the fact that he was actually like that. I remember during the couple swap, he actually told me I was the villain and that he was a hero.
Yeah, people who are that narcissistic usually can't see the real world. Mm. And you can tell with him, and even when we spoke to him, I could hear in his voice, you could just get a sense that he thought everyone is an idiot. No one understands what's going on.
Maddie
he is
hung
the
up
key.
On him when he came on our show.
Yeah, I read this. That was the best, by the way.
He is so, honestly, I was fuming the way he spoke to Abby. Like, I went fully red. I was like about to break into a sweat, and it was either hang up or tear him to shreds.
Yeah. I feel seen.
Yeah. But I feel like
you need to come to a dinner party.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Wife swap. Wife swap.
The last thing
well,
you need
try being,
that
try being like that at a dinner party where you just want to hang up on him, but you can't. You're yeah. right across from him, and you just got to be there.
How long did the dinner, because we obviously know that it's headed to dinner, how long does that night go for? It'd be hours, right?
It really depends on what happens. Mm. If a lot goes on, you'll go home sooner. If not much goes on, like, you'll be there a bit longer and until stuff goes on. But, like, they can be, like, 12 hours long.
Ugh.
Something that happened at the commitment
Stav
ceremony.
Hates a meeting.
Which I did find so frustrating is when you've got that girl that you know that is dating, you know, a girlfriend, you know, is dating someone terrible, absolutely terrible for them. And they go through and they say, look, I'm never going to go back to him. I understand how manipulative he is. He's toxic. And then you find out that they've gone back to him. And that's exactly what Bronte did when she said stay, wasn't it?
Exactly. And then what's worse is when you spend all your time like telling this girlfriend all these bad things about this guy, and generally your girlfriend cares, so she says something, you not only go back, but then you also turn on your girlfriend.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the worst. And that's, I guess, what I witnessed last night.
So you say that if you do it, if enough stuff happens at the dinner party, you get to leave early. Do you think people just create drama then so they can go home?
You'd think we were that smart.
Okay.
If I could go back.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, it's 11 o'clock. I'm going to throw this wine at you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like when you're in a meeting in an office, if you just agree to everything the person's leading the meeting says, then you get out quick. Mm. But if you discuss
like jury duty.
Do you see? That's a true fact.
Sure, whatever, he did it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're such a successful businesswoman. You're a CEO of your own company. Do you regret going on Married at First Sight? Is it what you anticipated it to be?
It's a little different to what I anticipated it to be. And I thought I'd done, you know, all my study and research to prepare myself to, you know, be able to handle a pressure cooker environment like that. Mm. I think I get so heavily invested in my relationship that I just lose track of, you know, the outside world. I'm in such this bubble, and you'll start to see it, I think, like, from probably from retreat week, actually, on. That's when I'm just, like, I'm not a Bronte, that's for sure, but I'm definitely heavily invested in my relationship, and I probably lose my like, cool, calm, collective self a little, and I probably should have, you know, maybe left, but left with Leighton. Yeah, but here we are. It's all fun. And so no regrets.
Okay. I was going to say, if people are looking to apply, what's your advice to them if they're applying for the next season?
Number one, don't fake your relationship. Australia can see that, and the contestants that are with you are going to drive them insane. So don't do that. like your partner leave.
But the thing is, though, Melinda, people do it so they can stay on the show. Like Harrison and Bronte clearly look like they have gone, hey, I know we're not suited, but we're not going to be as famous or as many Instagram followers if we don't stay to the end. So it seems like they've made that agreement.
100% agree with that, and couldn't agree with that more. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Maths, well, it's back tonight, 7:30 on 9 now. Melinda, you have been the most lovely out of all of them to speak to. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Can we do, but it is a tradition, so we're just going to hang up on you.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
See you. Way to lose up.
No, joking.
You're lovely.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The king of all hackers.
They're in the computer.
In the computer?
Do you know how to hack the system? 13, 10, 60. And I'm not saying where my son is playing Fortnite. He's like, it's a hacker. Really? And they've chosen to play your little game here in Brizzy? No worries, mate.
Yeah, I'm surprised they can get through with the bad Wi-Fi, Mum.
Oh,
fix the Wi-Fi.
It's crap. Anyway.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, it drives you insane. But no, I'm talking about something, just hack the system, because yesterday we were crossing at the pedestrian lights.
Uh-huh.
And there was a boy doing what I would like to do, but he was a little kid, so he got in first, which is and press it multiple times.
Thinks there's more people waiting.
Like there is just, you know, and especially if you're standing behind people and you're like, I'm so sorry, do you reckon they pressed it? Because I don't want to reach over and press it.
And you got to just to be safe.
Wow. And I was with my kids and this mum was like, can you stop? And he goes, no, there's code that you can do. And it makes you walk. And she's like, there is no set thing that you can do to make it walk. It's a timer. And she was frustrated by it, but she just sort of let it go. And they walked in front and my son looked at me and went, you know there is. And I went, what? And he goes, yeah, I saw on YouTube that you can press it in a certain way and it will make it instantly go. I was like, there's no such thing.
I don't think so.
No, right? No. There's no such thing. Mm. And I was like, okay. And they're like, yeah, apparently there's one with the lifts as well. So apparently lift programmers have like this set press that they do, or they press the button and you press the floor you want and it instantly will come up.
So I've heard that one, which is you hold, just say you're going to floor 7, you hold in floor 7 and then you hold in the door close button. And when the door closes, you hold it until the lift starts to go up and then you can release, and it's meant to send you straight to your floor and not stop anywhere else.
I mean,
that can't be true though. Because what about when people are in there? You mean it just overrides that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So emergency services.
131060 if you know anyone.
I don't think that someone couldn't have pushed a button first and then you come in and do your little thing. It's got to be the only one that's been pushed. I think Hamish Nandy did it. Something.
No, it's override. So if you're on floor six, it goes no, Stav.
Can I just get one thing straight? So you guys don't believe there's one for crossing traffic lights, but there's definitely one for lifts?
Can never be too sure. I believe they're all real.
I don't believe either of them.
But you do believe the traffic lights in the sense that, because I was told years ago that there was a weight. So if you're going for a traffic light, there is some sort of weight under the road that will see that your car is there so that the light will then go green for when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be.
Why?
Because what happens if that ever breaks down? You think they rip up the whole road and they replace it?
They could. They do rip up roads all the time.
So there's a sensor under everyone.
Yeah, you can see the cuts in the ground where it is. You can see the lines.
Well, that's hurtful when I roll up to it on my pushy and it goes, oh, there's a four-wheel drive on top of me.
It used to happen to me on the moped.
I'd sit there the whole time
because I was like, I can't. Yeah, I used to stamp on it.
It wouldn't register you.
Sometimes. Then I put on weight and I was like, fine.
131060, if you know how to hack the system, if any of this is true. We need lift technicians. We need...
There's others.
Someone from Schindler.
Yeah. Any hack that you know.
Schindler's lifts.
I always do believe there is a hack for that very different, but booking travel. Like you have to book from a different device, because I think if you search for the same flight on your phone, you know how anyone who just searches one and books it, you're amazing, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I have heard that you need to look from different sites, otherwise it will know that you desperately want that and it'll put the price up.
All right, so it says to you, Abby, you've been here 6 times. I know you're going to buy me. I know we're playing this game. It's $300.
Yeah.
But if you go log in on Scott's, it goes, oh, hello, new person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's $200. Yeah.
That could be
true. Just know that the demand is there if you keep searching for it.
Yeah, okay. Right.
You don't even believe that.
But yet I still look at it. Yeah,
you can't be sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to know yours, Nikki from Strathpine. How do you hack the system?
So I work in the hotel industry, and when we lock off the lift, so if we're doing tray delivery, it does work to push the close button and the floor so that we can move the lift.
Right.
So it's real.
In a way.
In at all? Like, is that just the one that... Okay.
What brand's your lift, Nikki?
That's what I'm trying to work out. It's just...
It doesn't matter what brand it is, as long as you've got it key locked so that it's not operational to the guest and the doors are stuck open on a floor, you can always do the close and move the lift by holding on the next floor.
Right. So you got to have a key. Or are you saying if you as the hotel worker has locked it open, I can go in as a guest and override the key with the double button trick?
You would be able to, yes.
Okay, interesting. We've got Anonymous on.
Right, we're just going to search the city now for open lifts that have been locked.
We really are.
What are you doing this afternoon?
I think I know.
How rewarding is it, though, when you're like, ooh. Anonymous, you work as a lift technician. Is there any truth to this?
Unfortunately not. So what the previous caller was talking about was a priority service key, which is used for the hotel staff and so on. But, yeah, you need to use the key for that one. Any of your traditional push-button lifts, there's no sequence or code that you can press in to do it.
Right.
The new type lifts, the destination control lifts, where you select your floor from the landing before you get in, there is a code that the technicians can put the lift into service mode and take control of it.
Right.
But you need to know the password and so on for that. And that can be changed.
Okay.
So...
Right.
Unfortunately, no easy way of doing it. I wish there was. Believe me, many times I'd like to be able to just go to whatever floor we need.
You spend your whole life waiting for a lift. What about when you said that previous caller, though? So ours, we do actually have that key. You can see there is
a priority service key, which you can use. And there's also, for the emergency services, a fire service key.
Right.
Both of them work in different ways. The fire service key allows the fireys to have control of the doors opening and closing. So they can go to a floor and leave the doors closed, press the door open button and hold it in, and it'll open the doors a bit. And then if they take their finger off the button, it'll close again if there's a fire there.
Fire on the other side. So, wow, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you find cool stuff at the bottom of the lift shaft too when you're working on a lift?
You would be surprised what ends up down in the bottom of the lift shaft. I've had walking sticks and phones and... money occasionally, unfortunately not very often, and usually the phones, there's not much left of them by the time they reach the bottom. But it's surprising what'll fit through that gap. If you tried to drop it through the gap, you wouldn't get it there.
That's true, Anonymous, isn't it? Couldn't have done that if I tried.
Good on you, thanks for calling.
Cara in Underwood, we're talking about hacking. What hacking system do you have?
Not a hacking system, but I can guarantee that the sensor on the roads are definitely a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can see them, but not only that, I sat behind a lady who was about 3.5 metres back from the line for the lights and waited three light changes waiting for a green bright arrow, and finally had to get out and tap on a window and say, you need to move forward,
because she
hadn't hit the sensor. Very frustrating.
Mm.
But then what would happen with a motorbike? The motorbike would set the sensor off?
What?
I would assume so, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Right. I think
probably even a person walking on it would probably.
But I wonder if it's been updated. Now there's all cameras at every one of them.
I think they're 50-50. Some are on timers. I know one thing's for sure. If you're going down Gympie Road, you get one red light, you're going to get all of them. So either they just pick my car or that is on a timer.
I like to think there's a little man that's sitting under control and going, not today, Maddie.
listening to Isn't It Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Billy, hello, Billy.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good. You know about this button traffic light hack that this little kid...
Well, I don't know. He could be just having us on, but it's worked every time. One of the boys that refitted all his traffic lights for near the Cross River Rail there, they were doing, he reckons when everyone tries to hit it too many times, you just hit it three times in quick succession and it works.
Right.
But, I don't think he had like a device in his pocket that went, yeah, no, I'll switch it on to the boys, bloody get over here. But, yeah, real easy one about those lifts, though, eh?
Yeah.
The word starts with S. I don't know where it comes from. I think it's French stairs or something.
Nice. Good one, Billy.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he pulled an all-nighter on the weekend, hanging with his tradie friends, got in trouble from the wife, lucky to escape with his life. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty to Oddy.
Hey, Stavalicious. That is a bloody good intro, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Better and better every day.
Well.
He wasn't in trouble, though.
I was going to say, I thought you got
I'm glad
allowed
out
to.
With his friends. Yeah. He's got another one.
I'm still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Just rhymes with wife, is all.
Yeah, of course. No. To be fair, do you know his mum? And this is the whole thing. His mum actually...
His mum said he could go out for an all-night.
No, his mum thanked me at Christmas for moving interstate and said, did you know that if
did
you
she?
Didn't... Yeah. Mm. She said, if you didn't move away, my son wouldn't be alive. And it wasn't in a joke. It was being all honest, like in seriousness. Because when we went back... to Adelaide, Scott went out every night in a row and got home about 5 in the morning.
Mm.
But not that right. Come on, babe.
Sorry?
Good boy. I was a good boy.
So you didn't get home at 5 a.m.?
Nah, of course not.
What time did you get home?
I stayed at Roosters, remember?
No, I meant in Adelaide.
I know.
Was that, that's because all of his old mates, if he was still with the old crew, it would be bad news.
But he changes group. So that group only go out for one night and they're like, oh, we can't handle going out with Scotty again. So they stay home the next night. So then he goes out with another group and they're like, phew, we can't hackle anymore.
All I'm hearing there.
I'm just a very popular person. That's all I'm hearing.
There is also a whole heap of other mothers in Adelaide who are all saying to their sons, I'm so glad Scott moved to Queensland.
He's like if Las Vegas was a person.
Yeah.
No, you're good fun, Scotty. Yes. We love you. We love you, mate.
Try my best. You know?
Is this what we're discussing today, your partying escapades, or do you have something you'd like to bring to the show?
Look, I was just getting off the back, but I heard you lovely people talking about, well, actually, I shouldn't say you lovely people, just one of you lovely people talking about me yesterday on the radio, about my Saturday night out.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, eh? So much harder recovery. I'm still trying to recover after Saturday night.
The bounce back.
Takes a good month.
I was just on the phone to Hales, and I said to her, like, when I was 25, I think we used to do about 6 nights in a row.
Wow.
Get up and function for work the next day. I don't know how we did it, but...
Dave, rest on Sunday, of course. Days. 6 days of partying, go to church on Sunday. Good boy.
Yeah, it's Sunday. We still kicking through something.
He used to rest on Tuesday. I think
it's Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
I was just being silly. You know he doesn't like to lie.
I was just being silly.
Yeah, I won't lie.
So what did you hear?
Wednesday night.
Did you hear yesterday us discussing how you got played? Abby insisted.
You didn't get played.
Matty is true, but I heard him say, well, hang on. Tick, tick, tick. I had 2 more ticks. And I didn't collect from last year's.
Oh.
My friend and I have decided that once a year we are going to catch up and do 2 days of a retreat. And we don't really do girls' weekends because we all live in different states. So that's going to be our thing. And Scott, in the meanwhile, he likes to litter his days by just having all-nighters here and there.
No, that's not true. I've really tamed down these days, honey. You know, I'm over
40 now, Scott, but you used to go out on Saturday night and literally come home on Wednesday. So it is.
That was back when I was 25.
I met you when you were 30.
That's it.
Your brother was 30.
Brother was 30, not him.
So you were 27. Yeah. Okay, sure.
I'm back, son.
So, Scotty, what essentially has happened here is Abby encouraged you to go out, do whatever you want. And you're like, wow, my wonderful wife. She's brilliant. Yes. She's letting me have a night out. Yeah. And then yesterday you find out she wanted all those points from that one night out so she could say, hey, you know how you had one night out? I'm away for the whole weekend.
That's exactly right. So who's coming around to help me babysit?
I'm busy.
It's not babysitting your own kids, mate. Oh, no. It's cool parenting.
I'm really sorry. This feels like it'll stem from my brilliant intro at the start, and I apologise for that. It's just because it literally rhymes. It rhymes.
I have always said to you, and I say this the whole time, I would like you to go away with your mates. I've said, why don't you organise a surfing trip? You literally can't organise it unless I book it. And then I say, give me a day. I went to go and book it, and you're like, oh, flights are too expensive. Don't worry about it, babe.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know. I think I'm retiring from drinking.
You're not, hon. You're not. You're going out on the first. Remember, you got that big...
Oh, yeah, you got that big thing on the first. Maybe after that one, eh?
People always come out of retirement, Scotty. Don't worry.
Yeah, you'd be the John Farnham of retiring from drinking. There's nothing wrong with it. Oh, look, he's doing a comeback tour. Scotty,
have a great day, buddy. Always a pleasure. All right,
stay. Love you, people. See you later.
Right, bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
CMC Music Festival this weekend.
Sold out.
I always want to say factory instead of festival at the end.
CMC Factory.
CMC Music Factory.
CMC Rock.
Very, very different music. Yeah. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. It's out there at Ipswich. Mm. Huge 3-day festival. Sells out in like an hour. Like as soon as the tickets go on sale, it's just wild. And the lineup gets bigger.
You want to go and see Kip Moore, don't you?
And Morgan Wallen.
But you are seeing Morgan Wallen?
Yes, I'm flying to Melbourne.
Little inconvenience you've got on the weekend.
Your son's wedding.
Yes, so he's getting married this weekend, and I thought I'd better go to the wedding and not go to CMC.
Good dad.
And I'm a good bloke like that. Yes. So. But, you know, I do love country music when I'm not on the radio. It's generally what I listen to at home. And
got me into some of it as well.
Yeah, big fan. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game here because country music is generally what I've noticed from listening to it, especially the American stuff. You've just got to mention three things to make it a hit. Mm. You've got to mention your mama, sometimes a Bible verse, and generally they'll just work in John Deere and tractor, like the John Deere tractor.
There's a lot of alcohol, though. There's a lot of whiskey.
Whiskey gets a mention.
You know what they say, if you play a country song backwards, your truck gets fixed and your dog comes home.
yeah, that's true. So what we're going to do here is I've taken some of my favourite country songs, and I'm going to stop them at a point, and I'm going to see if you guys can
finish the lyrics.
Finish the next lyrics.
They're so typical. Sometimes they have a little bit of a curveball.
Well,
okay.
You never ever know. So, you might, I might have sung some of these in front of you before, hopefully you don't know them. But this one is.
When do you sing in front of us?
That's a very good point. We're always like, Maddie, please stop
just
singing.
Singing at the coffee machine.
Or played them. Played them.
Right, sure. Yeah.
If you were in early, you'd catch the gig. But anyway.
Would I? Okay.
Zach Brown Band, these guys are playing Friday night at CMC.
It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live.
This is their biggest.
Drive, the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for toast.
What do they toast to?
To the simple things in life. Like my dog and my wife.
Could work.
Is that what they're toasting to?
No.
Good things in life.
For toast to a little bit of chicken fried.
Fried chicken, baby. Oh,
you made me download that song. I just haven't listened to it
yet. Yes, I know. That's why I thought you might know it. Right. I sent it to you. Okay. This one's Luke Combs. He played CMC back in 2019. He's coming back the end of this year. 3 sellout gigs.
That's the guy we spoke to, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No, that was Kip Moore.
Kip Moore.
This is Luke Combs.
They all look the same.
It's because he was holding his guitar, is what he meant.
Probably.
And he had a beard.
This I told Esther this song is about her. Okay. This is my favorite country song about Esther.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever and getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes,
Well, it kind of scares me.
What scares him about her?
Because she's a crazy ass wife.
Because she's a crazy ass wife. It kind of scares
me. Crazy. What scares her?
It's not a knife. Eyes.
It
kind of scares me. When you don't want to play nice. When you pick up the knife.
I thought right. It was a knife, yeah. But no.
We're locking knife?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you come at okay, me with a knife.
Well, it kind of scares me the way that she drives me wild.
I like that one.
She drives me wild.
She drives me wild.
Drives wild.
But then he's nice to her.
Yeah.
Beautiful, crazy.
He's going to say crazy.
Yes.
All right, this is Morgan Wallen. He's closing it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. At CMC. I'm going to go see him in Melbourne the following week. Here we go.
I love you more than a phantom when the bass hits the hook. When the guy gets the girl at the end of the book. But baby, this might be the last time I get to lay you down. Because I can't love you more than...
What I do now...
Love you more than... No, it has to be someone, doesn't it?
Yeah, what can't he love her more than...
Like God, mum, a guitar, whiskey,
Miracle.
Can't love you more than...
The military could work as well. There's a lot lot of service mention in...
My ex-wife.
Is it his ex-wife?
No.
Baby, this might be the last time I get to lay you down. Because I can't love you more than my hometown.
His hometown.
Hometown.
And there was a big trend going around when this song got released. It was girls saying, imagine if a guy told you that he couldn't love you more than King Arroy.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Wise camera. Action.
And the Oscar goes to...
Woo, it was a big day yesterday. The Oscars, everything, everywhere, all at once. And it sounds like everything is in that movie.
Mm.
Won so many awards.
Well, it's amazing film.
Amazing.
Mm, the Dans.
What is it about? Because I want to go watch it now, but I hadn't heard of it until yesterday.
Oh, wow. It's about an Asian family that are falling apart emotionally and mentally, and they then discover that they can jump to multiple parallel universes and take on the abilities of the people that they jump into.
And the good news, when you win an Oscar, they put it back on the cinemas for longer. So there you go.
Oh, there you
go. Got an opportunity to go and see it.
Streaming now too.
Disney?
I'll have a look. It's around.
One of them.
One of them.
It's around.
It's on a
it's
few
around.
Of them, actually.
It's around. Yeah. Just walk to your TV, ask for it, and it'll just come up.
I think it's on everything, everywhere, all at once. But great film. Everyone should see it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And one of the awards were for Best Supporting Actor, which went to Ki Huy Quan.
So good.
Who was an actor when he was five. He was in all the... Indiana Jones. He was in one of those movies.
He was Short Round. Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Jones. Yes. He was so good. And then he was also in Goonies.
Yes.
Famously.
Yep.
Yes. And then in a weird juxtaposition, he was in Encino Man with Brendan Fraser, who also picked up an award for The Whale.
I love it when people like, he took a break or could he not get a role? Mm. I always think that when, you know, people go back, they're a child acting. Mm. And then, yeah, he did.
Well, he became quite a substantial force in the stunt world.
Yes.
And did a lot of stunts. So he was still in the industry, but he wasn't acting.
Yeah. So he went back to it and amazing. Then he got an award. And one thing that he did, which I always bring me to tears because you just think, oh, that's beautiful, is he thanked his mum and mentioned her.
Thank you. My mom is 84 years old and she's at home watching. Mom, I just want an Oscar.
I still cry now because I was like, oh.
He seems like, I follow him on Instagram, had done for a while. He just seems like a lovely, lovely man. And he, when he goes to all these awards, he gets photos taken with all these famous people and he's pointing at them. And you can tell, because he's such a part of everyone's childhood, they're as excited to meet him as he is to meet them, you know. So it's really cool.
It sounds like that child is doing that. The child actor version of him is almost doing that speech there, like with the excitement and like, I've done it. This was the goal.
That's
made.
The other thing too. He hasn't aged a day and I'm not even joking. He still looks exactly the same as he did. You know? God, I love him.
But there was a compilation that went around and I was like, oh, I love it. And you'll recognise so many famous voices in here, but it's a compilation of Thank Your Mum. Because everyone always thinks that you thank God, but everyone's like, no, no, no. Thanking your mum is a done thing. And now when you hear them all together, you're like, everyone does every time they get an award, which is unfair because, you know, they never go out and say thank you, Dad. They might thank your parents, but it's like you have to get in your mum.
Well, to be fair, when you call, we know what you mean.
Yeah.
When you call home and Dad answers, you go, hey, Dad. Hey, mate.
I'll get your mum there.
No, like, I mean, we don't.
Not anymore.
No, but you always just ask for your mum. You just call your mum. You cut out the
middleman.
Literally.
Middle
dead man.
Thank you, Mum. Who's the most brave, beautiful woman I've ever known.
Thank my mother.
My mother, Blythe Tanner, who I love more than anything.
I want to thank my mother.
I'd like to thank my mother.
Thank you, Mum.
Thank you, Mama.
Mama, esto es para ti.
I love you, Mum.
So I'd like to thank my mum.
Especially my mum.
My mom.
My mom.
My mom.
I want to thank my mom, who's given me the strength to fight every single day to be who I want to be.
And taught me that all of my finger paintings were Picasso's.
There are no words to describe how much I love you.
To be fair, your mother is the only person at the end of that who would say, why didn't you
thank me?
You know? Yeah. Your dad would be like, well done.
Yeah.
Congrats. Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Grand Idol's still going and me and Roz and Kat watch it occasionally. We're not like watching every episode, but we watched here and there. I was interested that we were watching it this week and didn't take him long, but Kyle wasn't there. So keeping his tradition of what he does on the radio, on the TV as well.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. He just wasn't there that day.
He might have been sick.
Well, you know. But we were watching it and Royston was singing. He sang The Climb, beautiful song, and he nailed it out of the park. And before that, they did a package and there was someone that he wanted to thank. And it made me think of you, Maddie, because he thanked his primary school teacher. And you got a letter from a teacher, bless you, that you, well, his wife.
Yeah, I had a teacher who shaped, was the reason I got into radio, really, because he had ran a radio station at the school, which got me in.
Did he teach all subjects?
He was, he did all different ones. Yeah. No, this was high school.
Oh, wow.
It was high school, yeah, Mr. Grayson, Robert Grayson. And he passed away about a year ago, a year and a half ago, and his wife called me to let me know
about it.
And
it was lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it was quite. Yeah. I mean, it was quite touching because she was like, "Oh, he used to talk about you a lot."
Yeah, which you wouldn't have even, you didn't realize that you'd made that impact on him. You know?
Yeah.
So he had the teacher very similar, and they did a lovely little thing where, they surprised him.
Tell me about Miss Alex and how much she means to you.
Oh, Miss Alex, like, I didn't know I wanted to be a singer. Like, when I was in grade one and stuff, I used to just sing around in the school. And she'd be like, Royston, you're going to be a star. And I just love her so much. And I'm so happy that, you know, she was able to inspire me.
Royston, we have a very special surprise for you tonight. Oh. Miss Alex, where are you at?
Proud of Royston. I'm so proud of how hard he's worked to get here. And
I
just love seeing him so happy.
Lovely.
That's nice.
It is nice. And the reason it was so important and the reason that we watched it is that's actually Rory's teacher.
No way.
Yeah. The one that she had 2 years in a row that she loved. She still eats lunch with her at lunchtime. So I'm like, you can't do that. It's not cool, man. But yeah, isn't that lovely?
So Royston's from Brisbane?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. And he's old. She's been teaching for a while.
Don't say that.
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. So she's lovely.
What did she say to Rory? Did she say Rory's got like talent?
Nah.
And I
even said to Rory, look at that. Like years from now, if you're on one of these shows, you know, if you pick your teacher over me to come out on stage, I will be absolutely headless. I'm the one driving you to all these things. Don't you dare. I want the free trip to Sydney, meeting Harry Connick Jr. If you think your teacher, I swear to God, you will be dead to me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Ash, our producer, is in.
Hey, guys. I saw this woman. She's a Queenslander. And she's noticed something about her neighbour's laundry that makes her know that he's a 60-year-old man.
Okay.
It's an outside laundry.
Well,
it's not used.
No. It's the washing that's on the line.
The laundry on the line.
Hankies.
Yeah, hankies could be the reason. How do you know you're living next door to a 60-year-old
man? My dad
will
still have a hanky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you it's brown and checkered.
It so is, Matthew.
With his initials on it.
No initials, but it's never been used. Like, it's never used.
Right.
And it's not actually for his nose, but it's more like if any...
Emergency.
Yeah. Here you go. You use my hanky then.
No, I'm good, thanks.
You clean that. But no, because it's not used.
It's not used.
But you think about it. It's no different to anyone who's ever had a child from that point on then has wet wipes
Baby
on
wipes.
Them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's their wet version.
It's just the wet wipe is the new age hanky.
Who ever thought that hankies would be a good idea, though? They're like the keep cup of tissues, but it's just horrendous.
Well, they were around before you had tissues invented.
Yeah. You think we used to, poop in hand towels and then they would wash them.
Yeah. What?
Well, before there was toilet paper.
You did that.
No, not as an adult.
Hypothetically, okay.
No.
We didn't have disposable nappies.
Yeah, we had cloth nappies.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah.
True.
But and now they're about the size of a hand towel.
Yeah.
So not me personally. I wouldn't take a hand towel around and then poop in that.
Not yet.
When I was a baby.
Sounds like you're defunding too much.
I didn't do it, guys. My friends
and also,
did.
Why white?
Why white?
Why would we make the thing... That we're going to get our
because
babies
you used
to poop
to,
in.
You used to, like, soak them. You'd get them back to white.
It but he makes a good point. If it was brown, you wouldn't have to do half the soaking.
You wouldn't still know if it was dirty.
Yeah, but you'd be... Yeah.
Anyways.
See, that's woman logic.
Yeah.
Let's have it so we can make it clean. Man logic is, makes it right.
Yep.
We'd scrape it off and put it back on. Anyway, so how do you tell you live next to a 60-year-old man? Good question.
So, Shannon on TikTok has the answer. So, let's hear it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pairs of denim pants with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 blue singlets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pairs of jocks. Hold on a second.
So
he's wearing one.
He's found what works for him and he's stuck to it. So the same shirt, the same pants and 6 pairs of undies. I don't know why there's not 7, but...
Because he's wearing one.
My dad was headless. That I made him buy a suit for my wedding. And I was like, but Dad, my other brother got married so many years ago and he had the same suit and then he had holes in it because I had like moths in it. And he's like, no, I just want to wear that. I was like, you got to get a new suit. And he's like, but what's the point? I don't need anything new in my life from now on.
Yep.
So he has made a commitment that like he has to get buried in that suit to make sure that he's getting his money
worth.
Well, he certainly will if he gets buried in it.
Well, that's what he said.
Wearing
he's
it for
like,
all eternity.
Look at this. This is great. Yeah. But I think that's the whole thing is, like, he would only have 7 pairs of stuff.
Yeah, and it's like a capsule wardrobe.
So Steve Jobs swore by it.
But then when do you stop buying clothes? This is what I can't get my, like, it really bothers me with my Nana's outfits now. Like, what is the age where you stop and you're in that time capsule?
I think, but it also depends on quality. See, like, our grandparents... A lot of their clothes they've had for years because the quality is different.
Mm.
It was actually made to last, whereas a lot of stuff now, we wear it, you wash it, and you're like, nah, it's no good.
But I'm not going out and buying new clothes for my Nana. One's 100 and one's 92.
Well, buy them, but make sure it's stuff that you can wear. You and your Nana have pretty similar fashion sense, don't you?
Actually, we do. We do like glitter.
I could see your Nana in a new set of Sea Folly, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a... Yeah, she's still got the boyfriend, so she likes to wear some different stuff, and she still likes
Bidette.
To have her hair made up and
stick that. That's nice. You should put in effort.
Yeah,
are they still dating?
Dating, but he's still married.
He's still married.
He's still married, so his wife comes in every second day to check on him. So she has to pop off. Pop off.
I mean, if she did, your Nana would be happy. God, it's like Married at First Sight, but in the retirement home,
and no one can sight.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Big wedding on the weekend. The Bachelor. It is very successful for people finding love. And it was Lockie and Irina. Do you remember that couple?
Remember Lockie.
He was the one that did all the like outdoor adventure ones. Remember?
And then he was on Survivor, wasn't he?
SAS.
Oh.
Yes, I believe SAS. But they had their wedding and it was really, really big. It was amazing. But there was something that happened where I was like, was that staged or was there something organised for it?
Was Osher the celebrant?
Oh.
You imagine you get him
in
there?
I don't think he was invited to this.
No.
Oh, wasn't he?
He's
the reason they're together. Seems a bit rude.
That is true, isn't it? Yeah. I knew which ones were his favourite when I went to his wedding and he had invited previous bachelors.
Mm.
Oh, and he left some out.
Yeah. Well, of course, he didn't invite them all.
No. Blake was a surprise inclusion.
No, he didn't. He didn't
have Blake.
He invited him, but he didn't turn up.
No, he's he had Tim, because he's still friends with Tim, and he had Sam. Yeah, and their partners, they were there. But no, it was all to do with the bouquet toss, which I do love at a wedding. It's my favourite. And at our wedding, we had bookies. Came in, might be illegal saying that, but anyway, so they had bookies and they collected bets of who would catch the bouquet, and the rule was, because a lot of my friends were married, it's everyone.
Right.
Every girl that wants to go in it, anyone who wants to say that they want to catch it can go in it. There was no rules, but you had to put your name in the hat so that you could then draw it out.
Because the tradition is the single girl who catches it is the next one who's going to get married.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do that with my friends because it was a little bit...
They're either married or had no prospects.
Yeah, and we didn't know. To be honest, there was one of my friends who I didn't know who she was interested in, so I didn't want to put that in, you know.
Sure, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So we had everyone in it, but it made it more hectic and it was more fun because everyone was like, you've got me. There's money attached to this. I am going to win. One of my friends, very athletic, even went onto the shoulders of someone else to be able to catch it. Yeah, it was
women,
a big
hoo-ha.
Women
do go cray-cray for it, don't they?
But this one was equally as crazy because when they went for it, someone caught it and one girl was not happy with it, so she decided to wrestle. And the other one was like, I'm not giving it up. Back off. But they had their shoes off. They were ready to go. This was it.
Great musical choice.
Well, it has to for every single one. It's Single Ladies.
Is it?
Yeah, every time.
What'd they do before that?
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but yeah, it's been that for very, very many years. I went on 13, 10, 60. Were there any injuries at yours? Or was there something that sort of happened? Because I like it if it's staged. You know, when they're like, I'm going to throw it to you and then your partner's going to come on and they're going to propose to you.
Like, has there been one where a girl caught it and her boyfriend just ran out the door and took off? Yep, later.
Or there's one though that they didn't want. Like, oh, hot potato, no way.
I reckon it'd be a broken nose here and there as well. Because it's always the head clash with that kind of thing. Because they go in blind. They just go in.
And it is after a few champagnes.
That's true. They go in blind and blind.
Imagine if you're standing there though as the boyfriend. And your girlfriend catches the bouquet and then pegs it away like, oh.
My friend does that.
That'd be hurtful.
My friend does that. And she turns to her partner every time and says, do not propose. And he's like, we're not doing this again. She doesn't want to get married. They've got three beautiful kids.
Or is she just saying that, like, as in, no, don't do it?
And then he's like, it is so awkward every time. We're like, we get it, Alice.
Right.
We don't want it. And we think it's selfish because we want a wedding.
Ah, yeah, that chestnut.
Is it him?
No. She loves him. We love him. Right. She just doesn't want to get married.
She just want to get married.
Some people don't.
Okay. Hey, Chloe, we're asking if something went down at the bouquet toss.
Yeah, so it was actually my wedding. So, you know, turned around, had Single Ladies playing in the background, went to throw it, threw it too high, got stuck in the chandelier, and it was just a mess. So we had a broom trying to get it down. Everyone was scrambling. It was pretty funny.
So was it whoever got it down was the winner, or did you throw it again?
No. They got it down. So, yeah. And ended up on the floor and, scrambling.
Like a desperate lady's pinata.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, how good.
You always look so desperate having to get it. Regardless. I want to get married.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, it's like, well, I just want to get a flower.
Elena, hi.
Hi. Sorry, it's Eleanor.
Sorry, Eleanor. Sorry. You hate getting Elena, don't you?
Pardon?
Yeah, my apologies. My apologies.
What happened with the bouquet toss?
So I was 17 and I was at my cousin's wedding and her sister, the maid of honor, we were standing there and it just landed in my hand. And she grabbed it out of my hands and yelled, "You're old enough to get your dreams crushed," and walked out of the room.
Well, she should have let you get married.
But the funny thing is, the next day she came back to me with the bouquet and gave it to me saying she was allergic to flowers.
Oh,
so you were 17, she was 25.
Yes.
And you didn't even go for it. It just plonked on your lap.
I always kind of join in the group, but I never expect to catch it. So,
so is she married now?
No.
Not with that attitude. ask me to marry you. You're old enough to have your dreams crushed.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow. It's the 15th of March. Payday, baby.
And your letter is C. And some of your answers are cheese, crunchy and Crocs.
Hmm. There we go. That'll get you
sports mode.
Closer to winning Alpha Bucks tomorrow. Stav, Abby and Matt.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
While the Stav, Abby and Matt podcast plays, they're giving recycling their best shot. Together with Brisbane City Council, we can get recycling sorted.